What is your definition of perfection? How is it that we describe the ideal? Is it something that we strive for? Is it a sense of greatness? Is it something definitive? Something finite? Something achieved? What is it in our lives that we perfect? Then we step back and go, yep, it's perfect. It's exactly what it's meant to be, how it's meant to be. Everything is just right. I know if you're anything like me, there's very few moments that actually truly are perfect. And you know what? That in its own right is how I believe life actually should be. Perfection doesn't really achieve or amount to anything. Perfection has too much definition in its own right. Perfection acknowledges that something has been done. And I like to rather consider that everything is a continuous practice, continuous moment to check in, to explore, to experience, to grow, to expand. I find that the most important things in my life are done regularly. And in doing so, they're a practice of experiencing. You know, that could be practicing how to make a better lasagna, practicing how to do a better yoga pose, practicing how to, be a bit better at riding a bicycle, practicing at communicating better. I find the moment we define something as perfect, not only do we create an opportunity for opposition or counter conversation, we start to put ourselves or the situation or the thing on a pedestal that almost freezes it in a moment of time, a time capsule of opinion. Perfect lasagna. Well, what is perfect? Because I know that I'm going to say something is different for me than it's different for you. So the practice of continuously trying, experiencing, tweaking, adjusting. It's a continuous exploration that we learn from and that we develop, because we as human beings learn and develop and change and evolve. And so should the things that we do. To practice is to be inspired to continue moving forward, to continue being open and expansive. To practice is a sense of humility that we don't have it all figured out. And that's okay, because that is what life is about, to know that we don't need to have everything figured out, and that perfection is not the goal. Whether you are, learning to paint or you love to paint, whether you're learning to golf or you love golfing, the practice of the things that we enjoy or the things that we're working towards is how we stay present each and every day. For me, culturally, I grew up where there was a aspiration for perfection, whether it was from aunts and uncles or grandparents or family culture. You were set to achieve, you were led to believe that success was dignified by an ability to be perfect in every way, shape, or form for whatever you were doing. Whether it was playing the piano, going to school, in your job, in your relationship. It was always kind of the, this is what it should be. This is what good looks like. This is the perfect way to grow up. And I think there's an aspect of this in maybe a lot of us, culturally, societally, wherever you grew up, however you grew up, you know, there was always kind of a, this is what good looks like. I think these days, more than ever, in these mindful conversations that we continue to have, we realize that every day is just another day to try, to see, and to become more aware. Without the need to accomplish, without the need to resolve. So let's make today's practice very simple, straightforward. And what I'd love for you to do is to commit to a daily practice today and this week, or maybe today a few times throughout the day, depending on what, you know, what you have going on. What I'd like you to do is grab a pen and a paper and write down today's good intention. Practice everything, perfect nothing. But write it down with your opposite hand. So if you're right-handed, write it down with your left. If you're left-handed, write it down with your right. And do it 10 times today. Practice everything, perfect nothing, over and over again. And do it every day this week. And what you will know and notice very quickly is that it's not perfect. In fact, it is brilliantly imperfect, gloriously terrible when you start. And that's great. But what you will also notice as the day and the days go on this week is that there will be progress. You know, the E looks a little bit more like an E. The P, you know, looks a little bit more like a P than just a squiggly line. That's progress. But it's also very likely by the end of the week, it still won't be perfect. It never will be. And that's the whole practice in itself. To realize that there is little moments, daily moments, mindful moments of progress. Little steps that take you forward without the need to arrive anywhere. And I know for me that is something really, really valuable to remind ourselves every day that everything can be practiced and that there are imperfections in everything that we do. And that's the best part of what makes us human. So let this be your good intention for today. To practice everything and perfect nothing. To remember and recognize this and to write it down and see the progress and see how it unfolds.